This is the Stacey and Zanga podcast. Here's Stacey and Zanga.
Yesterday and this morning when I got up, I noticed a smell, and it smelled like burning.
Uh-huh.
Smelled like fire or a smoke.
Right.
And I got no idea where it's coming from. Like, the first thing I did is I put my hand on the door to feel if the door was hot.
Are you serious?
Of course. When you smell smoke, you don't just open the door randomly and just like, hope there's not a fire out there.
Okay, if I smell smoke.
Yeah?
I have to say, like, my first thought is never a fire where I am. It's more like something that's coming up from outside. That's never my assumption.
Well, you just
maybe that should be.
Right? You never know. And again, like, don't open the door. If you smell smoke and you're going to check the door, don't open the door. Just put your hand on the door. If it's hot, you'll feel it. And you're like, oh, crap, there's a fire out there.
I feel like that goes back to what you learned in elementary school, right?
100%.
It goes with the whole stop, drop, and roll, low to the floor, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, apparently you missed that class.
I must have, or just blocked it from my mind. I blame it on something else. It's like, no, someone else's house is on fire.
Yeah, but I have no idea... you know, where this is coming from. I sent a message off to my people. They're like, we have no idea why that's happening. We looked into it, but we can't find an explanation. And it's very concerning.
Usually the smell of smoke is a bit concerning. Yes.
Right? Because I'm like, all right, is there something mechanically wrong with, I don't know, like the air system in my unit or something? Where's it coming from? I just need to know so I don't go to bed and then wake up like, oh, well, this is the end. It's been a great ride.
Zanga, come with me, if you will, a few days ago when you decided to talk about my driving skills.
Okay.
And how I was leaving a lane too soon because the triangle line hadn't moved on to broken lines yet.
Yeah.
Yesterday, I'm pretty sure it was your Jeep behind me. As we went through, I went through an amber. I'm pretty sure you went through a couple of reds, my friend.
I did not go through a red. It was definitely amber when I crossed that line.
Don't you dare. I looked in my rearview mirror and I saw your little boxing gloves hanging off your rearview mirror. And I was like, ooh, Stacey, that's amber. And then I looked behind me. There you come, right behind.
When I crossed the line, that light was still amber. Okay.
See, this is a gray area because I got a red light ticket once. I had a very flat tire. My dad had just filled it and I was on my way to the tire shop to go get this dealt with because it was crucial, right? You need your tires. And so I was approaching an amber light and I just sailed through because I was like, I can't stop. I can't waste time sitting at a light when my tire's deflating. I've never in my life gotten a red light ticket from a police officer before. And they pulled me over and I was like, I'm pretty sure it was. And like, you can't argue with a police officer.
I mean, you can,
but it didn't do me any good because I said, I'm like, I'm pretty sure it was amber. They're like, nope, it was red. So guess what?
You got the ticket.
It was red.
You're not a police officer.
I wanted to make a citizen's arrest.
This might be an unpopular opinion for a lot of people, but teachers, I don't know logistically and legally how it all works. Okay. I know you're in the union. There's different checks and balances you have to do before you can strike and stuff. But I feel like if y'all just be like, you know what? We are striking for a long time. Like we're putting foot in the ground and really making, unfortunately, making the parents feel the pain,
yep.
Which in turn will make them be angry, which in turn hopefully makes the government feel the pain. And so y'all can come to an agreement. Look, I've lived in many different provinces. Teachers and governments, education, it's not a thing, it's not a new thing.
Yeah.
Every single province goes through this every couple years.
Yes.
And it's crazy to me.
It is, and the thing is, with the teachers here, they've been doing these little, like, one-day strikes, the removal of extracurricular activities and lunchroom supervision, because they don't want to go yet to a full-blown strike.
No, go.
We might be getting there, because right now, obviously, and I mentioned it in the news, Hoopla, the big basketball tournament, was canceled, because a lot of that involves teacher participation. So that was supposed to happen today in in tomorrow in Moose Jaw. There is still a one-day little mini tournament happening on Saturday. So that's been canceled. I believe a band trip, big band competition in Regina might also be canceled. So now that student events that these kids have been looking forward to are getting canceled as well, it's a bit more than lunchroom supervision. It's a bit more than just one day.
Yeah.
I feel like things might be ramping up.
Look, as a new taxpayer in this province, and a taxpayer of other provinces as well, too, the one thing that is just super annoying for me is the whole entire education thing. It's no matter what province you go to, it's always a point of contention. These two sides never get along. And I always sit here, I'm like, dog, you spend our taxpayer dollars on some ridiculous stuff. Just give the money and let's move on for this. Let's like, I'm like, every couple years we have to deal with this. Why?
I know.
It's not. So, teachers, if y'all decide to go full blown strike, you got my support.
I'm honking my horn.
I'll be there with you.
It's possibly the most wonderful time of the year for some people. Maybe not for
Christmas?
You. It's not Christmas.
Okay, then how is it the most wonderful time of the year?
Eggnog is back on the shelves.
I'm sorry.
I know.
It's only Christmas eggnog is supposed to come out.
I know.
So then what's going on?
First of all, I love eggnog. And when it's out at Christmas time, you get the Dairyland Light, you mix it with some spiced rum, ice, it's beautiful and wonderful. But that's what makes it special, is because it's a Christmas time.
Mm-hmm.
Last year, maybe the year before, they snuck in a new version, and it's eggnog, but it's Easter, so the packaging is all pastel with little eggs on it.
Who are they trying to fool?
Nobody.
Hey, they're trying to fool someone like, oh, you can have the Easter eggnog. No, no, no. Easter is only meant for the holiday season only.
And that's the thing. I remember always asking my mom. She made poppycock and party mix at Christmas time. I'm like, why don't we make this all the time? She's like, well, then it's not special.
Exactly.
And that's what's happening with eggnog is now, like, I'm surprised they didn't come out with the St. Patrick's one that was green.
Right.
Or a Valentine's one that's pink. Hey. Like, how far is this going to go? Don't get me wrong. I'll be buying some of this Easter eggnog.
Why? What? So you're part of the problem then?
Yeah.
You are a part of the problem. Don't buy it. No one buy it.
No one buy it.
No, I'm serious. If no one buys it, and they're like, oh, no one's buying eggnog at Easter time, they're going to stop putting out Easter time, and it's only going to be the holiday season. I'm sorry. That's when you make your money. You're like Mariah Carey. Mariah Carey shows up during the holiday season, makes her money, and then disappears for the rest of the year.
You're saying we should boycott the nog?
Yes.
Okay. I don't know about that. If I say to you, I'm going to pick you up at 7-ish, what's that give or take for time?
7-ish. That's probably anywhere between 7 o'clock all the way up until 7:17-ish.
7:17. So you're going past the quarter. Okay.
Yeah.
I was meeting my mom for lunch yesterday.
Okay.
And I said I'll be there around noonish. So to me, that gives me a buffer of like maybe I'll show up early or maybe I'll be there at about 10 after. For me, 10 after is the ish.
Oh.
And so I get there and I think I was probably 5 minutes after. And she's like, I thought you said noon. I was like, I said noon-ish, Mom.
There's a difference.
Ish gives me a window of lots of time. I can, like I said, I can show up early or I can show up just a few minutes after.
I feel like the ish part, it's an odd number, right? You know what I mean?
Oh, you're being very specific.
Because think about it, right? If you say, oh, I'm going to show up at noon, even. Right. If you say I'm going to show up at 12:30, even.
Mm-hmm.
Right, but if you say noon-ish, you expect that person to show up on a odd number,
like 12:13.
Yeah.
Okay.
Why not? Right.
I just feel like it's also a really good fail-safe that it's like I don't think I'm going to be there at noon for the technical start of lunch.
Yeah.
So it'll be noon-ish. It's the open window of relaxed time.
You know, whenever I decide to mosey on over and, you know, join you, that's when I'll show up and be there.
But 17 minutes after. Interesting.
If you say noon-ish to me, the latest I'll wait around for you is if 12:30 comes around and you're not there, I'm gone.
See ya.
Yeah. That's well past ish.
Yeah.
Well past
ish. Oh, yeah. You know how there's a bit of a, well, Saskatoon-Regina rivalry, right? Where it's like, we bug Regina, but they don't really bug us, but we kind of find some joy in it. USA, the United States of America, has dropped out of the top 20 most happiest countries. And secretly, I'm like, score one for us.
We're
still in the list.
Where are we sitting on the list?
Canada, because they divide it by ages. For young people, the definition of happy could be different than an older person. So Canada was number 58 among young people for the happiest country and number 8 for those 60 and older.
Wow.
So that probably speaks volumes.
Why the big disparity? I guess because, you know, the people who are older, you know, life's good. They got a house, all that stuff.
They were able to get that CPP. Everything's fine. Us young people have no pensions.
Nothing. And we're still trying to, you know, buy a house and get our lives in order. And things are so expensive nowadays. So
I don't
understand why they'd be like, I'm not so happy.
Yeah. I believe the happiest country.
Wait, it has to be like a Baltic. What is it called?
Baltic?
One of those countries that are close to Russia.
I'm going to have to Google this.
Tell me the country. I'll tell you where it is.
Lithuania.
Lithuania?
Northeastern Europe.
Really?
By Poland.
I would have thought like Norway or Sweden.
I would have thought the exact same thing.
Lithuania. That's a country you don't hear that very often.
Yeah. Number one happiest country for 2024.
Wow. So, good for them,
I guess.
Clearly, they got to share with us, you know, their secrets. Bon Jovi, Living on a Prayer.
You're not going to finish the song?
No. Living on a Prayer. 96.3 Cruise FM, Variety that Rocks. It's Mornings with Stacey and Zenga. The other day, I went to, I think it was Walmart, to just pick up a case of water because I prefer drinking water
in bottled a bottle. Water. Okay.
Yeah. The price was $3.77. I rang it up to the cash register, and all of a sudden it jumped from $3.77 to $7.62. I was like, this is insane.
Ooh, taxes and deposits and fees.
That was the first time ever running into something like that, because everywhere else I've lived, they've never had something like that. If it was $3.77, you do 0.13
for
times
tax?
That, and that's your taxes.
Okay.
So the taxes on that should have been like maybe like 40, 50 cents. But I was
not
blown away.
Not in Saskatchewan.
Away. I was like, yo, the government of Saskatchewan don't want you to drink a bottle of water. Which is fine. Like, yeah, it's fine.
I don't want to brag, but here in Saskatoon, we have really good tap water.
See, that's the thing. That's why I was going to get the bottle of water, because I felt that the tap water here in the city has been making me a little sick.
And get so, real.
I kid you not.
So no way.
So I've been drinking filtered water, bottled water, because I just can't do drinking.
Okay, look, I found
water.
An article. Saskatchewan residents have some of the highest levels of lead tainted water. Wow. Oh, that is not what I wanted to pick. Dang it. Hey, no.
Round number two, you want to try again? Trying to find an article that backs up your claim?
I am sure that we have had tap water contests before across Canada, and Saskatoon has ranked really well. We have good tap water.
I don't know about that, because everything I've tasted thus far is not, it's not the greatest.
What are your thoughts on bringing animals that are extinct back into the fold? Bringing them back. Woolly mammoths, dodo birds, maybe dinosaurs. I don't know.
Bad idea.
Right?
Like, who is think this is? They have watched Jurassic Park before, right?
These I people? Would hope so. And I'm getting this information because I saw that, and this makes it even more shady. Mm. It's a startup company that's looking to do this.
Of course.
And, you know, they've got a lot of money. So this is obviously something that's important, because I can only imagine how much it costs to bring animals back from extinction.
You know, there are a lot of hungry people in the world. If you have a lot of money, you could do that instead. Feed all the hungry people, or...
We don't need woolly mammoths plowing around in anywhere.
Yeah, life's bad enough as it is, right? There's a ton of bad stuff going on, so why add to it?
Well, in fairness, they are also a company that is dedicated to, like, wildlife preservation as well. And I'm like, you know what? That's great. Preserve the animals. Save the animals, the ones that we have. At the same time, I'm so fascinated by woolly mammoths.
Oh, okay.
Like, well, they're giant hairy elephants that lived in the snow.
Yeah. They're cool things, you know?
Very cool.
But we don't need them in 2024, 2025.
What if they just brought back one and kept it in a zoo?
One, yes.
Sorry, these are all bad ideas.
Right? Next thing you know, you're on the news, a woolly mammoth has escaped from the zoo and is running rampant. Not a good idea.